NBC News in Washington presents now recorded excerpts of today's news conference of Secretary of State Dulles. It was held in the State Department Auditorium in Washington. Mr. Dulles entered the room at 4 minutes after 11 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, took his place standing behind the brown lectern, there facing some 150 reporters of the Washington News Corps. NBC was there in the person of reporter Herb Kaplow.
This was the first news conference held by the Secretary since the NATO meeting in Paris last week. One question seemed to lead the rest in prominence, and it was the first one asked of Mr. Dulles.
Mr. Secretary, there's been a lot of speculation about the possibility of some kind of positive response by the United States to a reference in Premier Bulganin's disarmament message on November 17 about reducing forces in Europe. I think he suggested one, cutting back, and two, eventually removing all forces. Can you say what kind of response might be made to this idea, or what the possibilities for action are in this field?
Well, I cannot forecast at this time to you the precise terms of the reply that will be made by President Eisenhower to Chairman Bulganin. Actually, I believe that that suggested reply is being considered by the Standing Committee of the North Atlantic Treaty Council in pursuance of our policy of exchanging views about these things with our allies that are most directly concerned. I think I can say this, that there is no plan, and I think there will be no suggestion in the reply that our strength in Europe will be reduced. We discussed all that matter rather fully at the NATO meeting and in our discussion of the new directive to be given to our military authorities. And the assumption is that the United States' strength in Europe will continue. That doesn't mean that there may not be some adjustment, streamlining of the divisions, because that is a program which I believe is being considered by the Defense Department in relation to all our divisions everywhere as a part of the program and making them more mobile and better adapted to modern warfare and new weapons. But there is no plan in contemplation for reducing the United States' strength in Europe.
Mr. Secretary, could I put the question this way? You have long said that many things are afoot in the Soviet Union, and the evidence is clear that this is true in the satellites. There seems also to be a general feeling here that the satellite situation has changed the military equation because the Russians no longer can count on satellite troops in a conflict with the West. Is this an opportunity that to make some new approach on a European political settlement? And if that were true, would that involve some alteration of the military posture of the two sides?
I would think that if developments within the satellite nations took such a turn that they became genuinely independent nations, that would justify a general review of the situation. The United States has made clear, I expressed it in the speech which I gave at Dallas, the end of October, I think it was, and President Eisenhower said the same thing shortly thereafter, that the United States has no desire at all to turn these satellite countries into our allies, and we have no desire to surround the Soviet Union with a band of hostile states and to revive the what used to be called the cordon sanitaire, which was developed largely by the French after the First World War with a view to trying to encircle the Soviet Union with hostile forces. We've made very clear our policy in that respect, in the hope of facilitating in that way an evolution, a peaceful evolution of the satellite states toward genuine independence. So far, there has not been any response to that sufficient to justify, I believe, any such reappraisal of the situation as you suggest.
The Secretary then mentioned the present line in Germany as one of the bases on which we would not be prepared to review our troop situation there. He said our relations with France and Britain are better after the NATO meeting, and then was asked to what degree must the U.S. consult its NATO allies.
Mr. Secretary, to what degree is the United States committed by your commitments in the Paris meeting to consult with its allies, and to what degree is it not to consult with its allies on international problems?
Well, I made clear there that as far as consultation went, that we were prepared to consult fully with our allies about any of our problems or any of our policies in any part of the world. I said that our policies were known, nothing secret about them, and we would be glad to discuss them, explain them, and if any of our allies had any suggestions to make, we'd be glad to take them into account. And I said that applied to our policies, whether in relation to the Far East or the Near East or this American hemisphere. Now then, I made another point, however, which was that in these areas, we are bound by treaty to take action in certain contingencies. All of that is known in advance. It is known, for example, I pointed out, that we are bound by treaty with the Republic of China on Taiwan to join with it to defend Taiwan and the Pescadores in the event of attack. If that attack occurs, we will have to comply with our treaty obligations. The time to discuss that policy, if they want to discuss it, is now. And we are prepared to discuss it now, and indeed I did expound it a year ago, I think, to the NATO Council. Therefore, we're prepared to discuss and counsel with them about policies anywhere, but where action is required, we cannot agree to suspend action to which we're bound by treaty with other allies. We cannot suspend action to comply with that treaty. In order then, at that point, to discuss with the NATO allies. I think that I'd like to add one thought here, because there's a good deal of misunderstanding I've found in Paris on this question of consultation. And it is assumed that our complaint about the British and the French is primarily because they failed to consult with us or with the NATO Council. That is not the case. It is quite true that the actual attack occurred without our knowledge and came as a complete surprise to us. But there had been prior consultation about this matter for nearly 3 months. The views of the United States were fully known as to why we were opposed to this. We had discussed it during the 3 trips that I made to London, following my first trip there, the end of July. It had been discussed with the British and the French ministers when we met here at the Security Council meeting. And the matter had been fully discussed. They knew our views. They knew why we were opposed to any such action. And our complaint is not that there was not a discussion of these matters, not that we had not had an opportunity to make our views known. The point was that we considered that such an attack, under the circumstances, would violate the Charter of the United Nations and would violate Article 1 of the North Atlantic Treaty itself, which requires all the parties to that treaty to renounce the use of force and to settle their disputes by peaceful means.
Dulles went on to point out the Soviets stirred up trouble in the area. Then comment on a report of a Tito visit to the United States.
Mr. Secretary, would you favor an early visit to the United States by Marshal Tito?
Well, I think that it would serve a useful purpose if there were a visit from Marshal Tito. There are things which might usefully be talked over, I think, in that way. You know, I went myself to Brioni and talked with Marshal Tito a year ago last November, and I found that that was a worthwhile conversation. Many things that we talked about then have proved of utility and have indicated a understanding by Marshal Tito of some of the satellite problems which has been confirmed by subsequent events. I think that was a useful talk, and I would think that there might be utility again in such a talk at a high level.
Has a decision been made to invite him, sir?
Sympathetic consideration had been given to it, but there had been nothing like a formal invitation or any fixing of any date, nor indeed do we know definitely that the idea will ever come to consummation. It is in the process of development, you might say, at this stage.
Then the matter of a sort of diplomatic trade-off.
Is it correct, sir, to infer from what you're saying about the satellite area that it's this government's position that this is essentially a unilateral Soviet problem? We are not prepared to negotiate with the Russians over the status of the satellites or their forces in the satellites in relation to the Western forces in Western Europe.
Well, the Soviet Union has always taken the position that this was a matter for it to deal with, and it was no matter which they were willing to discuss with us. You'll recall at the summit meeting, President Eisenhower raised this problem in his opening speech, and Chairman Bulganin, in his reply as they went around the table, said this is a matter which we're going to deal with ourselves, and we do not admit of any discussion with anybody about it. Now, that's their decision. If at any time the Soviet Union wanted any more formal expression of our views, we would always be glad to give it.
Last Bulganin letter, there was a reference to a possible relationship between the Warsaw military setup and NATO. Is this a negotiable possibility from our side?
Not in terms of an arrangement between the Warsaw Pact and NATO, no. That's not the context within which I think the problem ought to be discussed, because the Warsaw Pact is so totally different from NATO that we would not want to recognize or seem to give sanctity to that pact, which in fact is not a device for providing mutual security for those countries, but is a device for perpetuating the Soviet control of those countries.
So went the gist of one of the more awaited news conferences in this capital city today. This is Herb Kaplow, NBC News, Washington.
These have been recorded excerpts of a news conference held this morning in Washington by Secretary of State Dulles. This was his first such meeting with reporters since his December 2nd visit with President Eisenhower in Augusta. The Secretary's last Washington news conference was held on October the 16th. This news conference was attended by some 150 reporters representing the press of many nations. These recorded excerpts are a presentation of NBC News in Washington.